The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Aleph asks a question that we learn out. The Gemara says we learn out from the pasuk of Lahari Lahetiv Ma Tav Rishus Afar Rishus Yatzad Nishmal Vatos Mitzvah Bital Shein Rishus Biyadai. We learn out from Lahari Lahetiv that if you make a shvur to mivatal mitzvah, that the shvur is nachal. In fact, the Gemara we said earlier on Tazan Rebeis, we learned this out from Lo Yachal Devar Devar Hu Lo Yachal Vemechel Hu Lechetzu Shemaim. From there, we see that a shvur levatos mitzvah is not chal. So, why do you need these two psukim, both Lo Yachal Devar and Lahari Lahetiv, to tell me that if you make a shvur levatos mitzvah, that the shvur is not chal? And the Gemara answers that Chad Kral Mifter Mi Karban Shvur, Bechad Mifter Min Lav De Shvur. One pasuk is coming to pattern from the carbon of Shvur, and one is coming to pattern from the lav. So that's why we need two psukim, one for the carbon and one for the lav. And the kash is obvious, Fakta Karanara, so why do you need two psukim for that? Once you have a pasuk tell me that you're pater from the lav of Shvur, you're not urban the lav, then there's no reason to be chayav a carbon. You bring a carbon because you're urban the lav of Shvur. And therefore, if there's no lav, then there's no carbon. So all you need is the chayav one pasuk to tell me that there's no lav, and we may all know that there's no carbon. So why do I need these two psukim? As a fact, the Karanaris. And the Sefer Mincha Shlema over here from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he brings down a teretz that he heard from Rabbi Aaron Kotler. He says that Rabbi Aaron wanted to say that the pshat is like this. It's mavur in the Rambam, Melchah Shvur, Sperk Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that if a person made a shvur that I won't do kach v'kach, and then you went ahead and you did it, so you not only Ivan Bayachal, but you also Ivan the lav of Loisi Shavu Bishmi Lashaker, because even though when you made the shvur, it wasn't a shvur shaker, the shvur was emes, but now that you were Ivan your shvur, it comes out lemafreh that the words that you said b'shas shvur are shaker, and therefore you're Ivan the lav of Loisi Shavu Bishmi Lashaker, and you have to bring a carbon from being Ivan that lav. So Rabbanu is medayik that it's mavur that the carbon is really coming on the lav of being of Loisi Shavu Bishmi Lashaker. So Memele says that when the Gemara says that from Lo Yachal Devar Memayit the lav of Shvur, that's just Memayit from the lav of Lo Yachal. That lav you don't have. You still have the lav of Lo Yishav Bishmila Shaker, which would be Mechayiv Karban. So I would think you're Chayiv Karban being Arban the other lav, so Kamash Mal, and that's why you need the other Pasuk, the Patiu from the Karban as well, that there's no Karban either, even though you're Arban the lav of Lo Yishav Bishmila Shaker. And once Memayit from Karban, then the lav will be Nismayit as well, because they go together. And that's why you need these two Psukim, one for the lav of Ayachal, and one for the Karban, which comes from Lo Yishav Bishmila Shaker. And once it's Nismayit, it's Takan Nismayit from the whole Parsha, and that can be a teretz to the Kash of the Karan Ara. Now, just the Agav, it's interesting, Rav Shlomo Zalman says he heard this test from Rabbi Aaron Kotler. Where did Rav Shlomo Zalman come to hear a test from Rabbi Aaron Kotler on this kasha? Rav Shlomo Zalman was in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Aaron was in America, but it's to do with that Rabbi Aaron Shver, Rabbi Zalman, was the Rishiva of the Eitz Chaim Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and whenever Rabbi Aaron came to Eretz Yisrael, they were mechabed him to give a Shir Kolli in Eitz Chaim. Eventually, he actually became the Rishiva of Yeshiva's Eitz Chaim after his Shver, Rabbi Zalman, was Nifter. And it's brought down in these farm that whenever Baron would give a Shir Klali over there, all it was a big ration of Shalim, everyone would come, and Befrad of Shlomo Zalman had a lot of anah from Baron's shirim, and he would always go ahead and go and hear a Baron, even after he was already in Magad Shir and Rashiv and Koltari, he would go hear Baron Shir, and he used to come back, and it was nispoil from the Gavaliki Luishkad of Baron Shir. So it's mistaber that this is one of the shirim that Baron gave in Eitz Chaim and in Yoni Nadarm, and that's where Shlomo Zalman heard this tarot that he brings. The Gabi Tansa the Kasha the Karanara, Rabban himself and Mishnah Zabaran says something similar, the Mitzayan in the bottom of the Mincha Shlema, but the Maaseh is not exactly the same Teretz.